Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump took questions from reporters Thursday for the first time since the presidential election. He was asked if he'll concede.
It's going to be a very hard thing to concede because we know there was massive fraud.
Election officials across the country say there is no evidence of widespread fraud, and several Trump campaign lawsuits challenging the election results have been dismissed. The president did say that he would leave the White House if the Electoral College votes for President-elect Biden. But he said a lot of things are happening between now and the 20th of January, when Biden will be inaugurated. Officials in Pennsylvania say a court order to halt the vote certification process could interfere with the state seating its electors. Tom Wolf and Pennsylvania's Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar have filed an appeal in the state Supreme Court, which is expected to act quickly. Emily Previty from member station WITF has more.
Wednesday's flurry of court action stems from Republican Congressman Mike Kelly's lawsuit seeking to throw out mail-in ballots cast November 3rd. Kelly asserts a law enacted by the Pennsylvania legislature permitting mail-in voting without an excuse is unconstitutional. Wolf and Buchvar had announced Tuesday that presidential vote counts were certified and President-elect Joe Biden officially won the state. Then, Kelly's team persuaded a Republican state court judge handling his case to halt certification. Now, Wolf and Buchvar are asking Pennsylvania's high court, where 5 of 7 justices are Democrats, to take the case and let certification move forward. For NPR News, I'm Emily Previty in Harrisburg.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says a Supreme Court decision late Wednesday won't stop his state's effort to slow the spread of the coronavirus. As NPR's Brian Mann reports, the court has temporarily blocked the state's restrictions on religious gatherings in areas deemed to be coronavirus hotspots.
New York had already scaled back restrictions on religious gatherings that were challenged by the Roman Catholic Church and Orthodox Jewish synagogues. But justices struck down the attendance limits anyway. At his daily briefing today, Cuomo described the ruling as a political statement reflecting the court's new, more conservative majority.
Why rule on a case that is moot and come up with a different decision than you did several months ago on the same issue? You have a different court. And I think that was the statement that the court was making.
Health officials have linked religious gatherings to numerous coronavirus outbreaks in New York. Brian Mann, NPR News.
6 former Citgo oil executives from Houston were sentenced to prison terms in Venezuela Thursday after being convicted of corruption charges, including embezzlement and money laundering. They deny wrongdoing. Their lawyer says they'll appeal. This is NPR News. China's Ministry of Commerce says China will begin imposing anti-dumping measures on wine from Australia starting Saturday. Importers will have to pay deposits to China's custom authority. Officials did not specify how long those measures will last. Disney is planning additional layoffs next year. Disney's theme parks in California are closed because of state restrictions to slow the spread of COVID-19. NPR's Dave Mistich reports.
Disney says 32,000 employees will be terminated in the first half of the company's fiscal year 2021, which began in October. According to an SEC filing this week, the layoffs will primarily affect those who work at the company's theme parks. The number of layoffs is up from an announcement Disney made just months ago. In September, the company said 28,000 staffers from its parks division were being let go. Earlier this month, Disney criticized California officials for not allowing its theme park in Anaheim to reopen, with the CEO calling pandemic-induced restrictions, quote, arbitrary. The company reported a $700 million loss last quarter. Dave Mistich, NPR News.
3 spacecraft from 3 different countries are on their way to Mars. The U.S. is sending a rover with a helicopter to collect samples of Martian rocks and test whether helicopters can be used in the thin atmosphere there. China has sent its own rover to explore the geology on the red planet. Meanwhile, a spacecraft from the United Arab Emirates will take measurements of the Martian atmosphere. All 3 missions are to arrive on Mars in February. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.